Praise the Lord for the music.
Thank you for sharing your talent with us. That's amazing. Good afternoon, church family. How are we doing today? Today, I am feeling thankful. Very thankful. My week was great. Things went really good. I went with the CRCP to the safari zoo. Saw some amazing animals and had a good time and did some other things. So things went great until Friday morning. I woke up thinking I need to go to the gym. I gotta go to the gym. But then I felt weird. I felt something is not right. And so I got food poisoning and I got fever. And so I felt terrible. And so the entire day yesterday till this morning, till like 7:30, I was just laying in bed. It wasn't good. So I called Pastor Sam saying, "Pastor Sam, I don't think I can make it today. I might need to take a break because when I got up, I just felt not good." And so I was trying to recover. And as you can see of the title today, could it have been a mistake? Because it's interesting, God has told you and I that, hey, I choose you to do the ministry I have for you. I want you to go out there in the world and do what I have shared with you what to do. But then the moments like, yes, they come, and you feel sick, tired, and you ask that question to yourself, did God really choose me? How many of you enjoy being sick? Yeah, I don't think that many people enjoy being sick. And so yesterday, as I was laying in bed, I was thinking I would rather do something difficult throughout the day than just being laying in bed and do nothing. Couldn't eat anything. Even when I drink the water, I felt like I didn't want to be in there. Just like, oh, what is going on? But today I'm going to take you to a story in the Bible, which is found in Matthew chapter 8. Because there's a man who was really, really sick. But it was not just a regular sickness. It was probably the worst disease you can get in back at those days. And that would be a leprosy. To have leprosy was one of the worst things you could ever get. Why? Because, first of all, you were not just physically sick, but also people like religious leaders would say that is a curse from God. That is a finger of God to say, hey, something's wrong with you, so I'm going to make you sick. You did something bad, really terrible. And what is interesting, so this man, it doesn't matter if you were a king or a regular citizen, you had to get out. And what is interesting, this man, he goes out, and he desperately wants to be healed. He's like, oh, I want to be normal again. I want to talk to people. I want to touch people. And so he hears of this man named Jesus. And Jesus was doing some miraculous things with other people. In fact, some people will be shouting praises. And that gave that man hope. Says, I have got to find that man. Some of the questions he would ask himself, would Jesus even heal me? Am I worthy enough? How can I get near enough to ask him? Because according to their law, you cannot be near other people. In fact, if I was back then, in those times, I'll be careful too because I wouldn't want to get sick. But it's interesting because he was trying to figure out how can I get near enough Jesus. He would ask himself, would he even notice a leper like me? Because there are so many other people out there that need help as well.
Or can we ask ourselves a question? Would Jesus even notice a sinner like me? Would he?
And if he does, will he just say that I deserve the curse from God?
The questions like this kind of show you what kind of society they lived in, what they have been taught.
And the question is to you, does God make a mistake?
Does he? And here's what he says. He had hope. He had huge hope. And he says,
of all the things he had heard about Jesus, one stood out in the man's mind. No one who asked for Jesus' help had ever been turned away.
Amen. Hallelujah!
It says no one who asked for Jesus' help had ever been turned away.
That is the Jesus I know. And what does he do? What is he doing then?
So this man decided to do what? To find Jesus. So here he's realizing, I am in this situation, I can do nothing for myself. And the only man that can help me now is Jesus. So he wants to find Jesus. So let's go to Matthew chapter 8. And it says here, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. I can just imagine his voice cracking a little bit, asking, begging Jesus, I would want this more than anything else.
What does Jesus do?
Then Jesus put out his hand, and he did what? He touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. And did it take it some time for him to be clean? In fact, he was immediately cleaned. And his leprosy was cleansed. And it's interesting because there are moments in our lives when we come to God and we pray to him and we say, Jesus, do this or this and this. There are moments when Jesus would answer us directly, but there are moments when God would take some time to answer, or he would answer differently. But there is one question or one request Jesus will instantly answer to you. When you and I come to Jesus and we ask him for forgiveness, the answer is immediately yes. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. And it's interesting that Jesus says, don't tell anybody, but go to the priests. Do you know why he said that? Well, when I was reading Desire of Ages, it was very interesting. It said that the reason why Jesus didn't want this leper to tell others, because if he would have gone and told all other lepers, a crowd of lepers would have come to Jesus. What would happen then? Then Jesus' ministry would have to be stopped for a while. And then it would be difficult because everybody else would be scared of lepers. And so Jesus has a mission. And that his mission was a particular mission. And he was very careful what he did here and there. Because he wants everybody to be cleansed. He doesn't want anybody to be sick.
But he wanted to wait in this.
Healing and cleansing the leper shows us what Jesus wants to do with us and the sin in our lives. Sin in our lives is just as deadly as leprosy. Only Jesus has the power to drive it out, to make us clean and give us a new life. And it's interesting because we might not be sick as lepers are, but inside of us, we might feel lonely, deserted, not worthy, seeking to know something more. Brothers and sisters, God does not make a mistake. And he chooses you and I for his ministry.
And this leper, I can only imagine. The moment Jesus healed him immediately, I can imagine him shouting, praising, yes! His skin was like the skin of a baby. There's no longer any things that lepers had. And I think we can experience the same thing in our lives today. So when we look at the disasters of now, what can we do as people who could help other people? When we look at the fires right now in Paradise, there are already 71 people who died. And no longer 100 are missing, but 1,000. And so what can we do in situations like this where we can give hope to somebody else? And so I was scrolling through Facebook this last week, and this story, I got under the story. And the story is about a volleyball girls from Paradise Adventist Academy. I'm going to read some of it to you. That really touched my heart. What happened is, this is a Paradise Adventist Academy Cougars girls volleyball team traveled to Auburn, California to play the Forest Lake Christian High School in the quarterfinals for North California. This is their division's version of a state championships, so it's a very important game for them. But because of the fire, a lot of those girls lost, didn't even have the clothing anymore or anything like that. Some on the team did not have volleyball gear. They need shoes, socks, knee pads, shorts, jerseys, since it was lost in the campfire. So CIF was willing to postpone to Monday the game, but the girls wanted to play. When we arrived, we were overwhelmed with the love of Jesus by these amazing people, now friends. So the school had asked their families to help us. Here's what they did. They donated money so no one had to pay a gate fee. They provided all new uniforms so that all the girls would wear a team uniform, which is socks, knee pads, shorts, jerseys, personalized with Paradise and each girl with their number. They gave each girl an envelope with $300 in gift cards. They gave each girl a gift bag with pillow, blanket, toiletries, and more. They donated more than $16,000 to Paradise Adventist Academy. They provided a meal for all the families after the game. They escorted all of us to the room full of donations like clothing, toiletries, shoes, backpacks, jackets, and told us to shop. They gave us warm and welcoming hugs. They provided free food at their snack shops. Their love of Jesus overflowed and completely drenched us during that night. The schools from the area came to cheer this team on. Students from Pacific Union College, they came and brought flowers and gave it to each girl, saying how much you're valued. We are overwhelmed. Thank you is simply not enough to express the gratitude we feel. My heart is full. And I watched a video of that game a little bit. And you can see some of the girls just broke down in tears because nobody has ever done that to them. And it was amazing to see how just simple act of kindness in the middle of a disaster, how much there can still be a lot of good. And so, even though we are not near paradise, there are people around us that are struggling. People who would want a simple encouragement, like saying, hey, I'm here for you. I care for you. Or, I need you. And we don't have to have a fire here to do the same thing. But God says, I just want you to give yourself to me first. In John 15:16, it says, you did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give that to you. Amen.